Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Dead End Sports, Fantasy Football. It's the finals. It's the finals week. And you guys may have heard last week or listened last week and know that B and I, we were in some extremely tough matchups to go to the finals. We had some tough decisions to make. We made those choices and we had to live with it. And I mean, this is why we do what we do, baby. We're going to the finals.
You said
that. Oh man.
Man. We went from being ranked ninth, right? The final week of the regular season, winning, edging in as a sixth seed, and now we're in the championship.
Crazy. Ain't that crazy?
Ain't that, like, we just needed a few things to go in our favor. And it did, and we took care of business and won, and we got in, and now we're playing for the championship, man. We're playing for the ship. We're playing for it all. I love it.
Were you watching the Falcons game last night?
Yes, I was.
Man, I was over.
And I've only been on football strike, but this Devontae Freeman matchup was scaring me.
Yeah, it freaked me out because I went over my in-laws' house. We took the boys over there, and of course, his uncle is a big uncle-in-law, whatever he is a big Falcons fan, like season ticket holders, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. So he was over there watching the game with them. So with his grandfather. So naturally, of course, I'm there. So I'm watching the game too. That's when I text you. I'm like, that's how I knew that Freeman was getting off. You were like, ah, man, we all right.
We are, yeah.
Man, when he broke off that 32-yard touchdown run.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's another 9 points. That's 18 plus whatever he got prior to that run.
Yeah, I knew we were straight, though, because when I looked at it, when I saw how much time was left, and then when he scored, I went right on the app, and I looked at our matchup, and I saw we was, like, winning by 7. So I'm like, cool. I said, time about to run out. It's no way he getting a touchdown or he rushed for 70 yards, So once I saw how much time was left, I was like, okay, I think we got this in the bag. And I saw the point difference. I was like, it's still 7 points. That means, like I said, he had to either score another touchdown or either rush for 70 more yards. That wouldn't happen. They were just going to run the clock out and try to get out of there as quick as possible. And then I saw so much time that Tampa Bay had, they were trying to come back. So that was just more time that Devontae Freeman went on the field. So mm-hmm. Once I saw, I was scared, just like you. When I saw him bust that open, I was like, oh my God. And I saw how many yards he rushed for. I was like, oh my God, is he close? And when I looked at the app and saw our matchup, I was like, okay, cool. We straight. We all right.
See, I wasn't looking at the app. And I was just kind of keeping track of it in my head. Because I couldn't do it. So I was just kind of keeping track of it in my head. And man, I was just like, I can't believe this is even happening right now. This is crazy. Like, and you know, it's just like, it's one of those things, man, where you think, you're like, oh, we up by 30 plus. Oh, we got this.
Yeah.
We got this. And you guys have been listening. Some of you guys may be new, but I've been playing since 1997, if not earlier. I think it's 97. I've been part of crazy comeback victories, and I've had them happen to me. And, you know, it's the more and more Tampa Bay players started to fall and go out of that game, the bigger those gaps became. And right when they didn't get that first down and they went and they were about to get that field goal.
Yeah.
And I was so happy he missed that field goal because we didn't need OT. We didn't need anything.
That gave a chance for Devontae Freeman to do something else.
Yep. So I was nervous, but I'm thankful, man, that we got out of that one. And there's two things that helped us win this matchup. We won by five. I think, yeah, five. So it was 101-95. So we won by six. So Aaron Rodgers, what's the difference? Because he had five more points than Alex Smith. And I don't, you were watching the game. So remember that fumble that Freeman had at the 1 yard line?
Yes.
And he like right at the 1 yard line, and the tight end picked it up. Do you know that's how we ended up winning that game?
Are you serious?
That's the 6 points that he needed. If everything played out the way it did, and more than likely it would have, because the only thing that changed was he fumbled the ball.
Yep.
So that game would have that's the difference. And that's it. That's how we won that game. But I just knew, I was surprised that we had put up 100 points. I thought we were losing because I looked and saw D.D. Westbrook had 21 yards and Alex Collins had 33 yards and 19 rushing touchdown. I was like, man, damn. It's like, oh, well. And then Rodgers threw 3 interceptions.
Yeah. Remember, I was like, man, Rodgers. I wasn't looking at the fantasy. I wasn't on the app then. I just kept seeing Rodgers turn the ball over. And I'm like, and he getting sacked. That's not texty. Like, man, Rodgers getting his ass kicked. Yeah. But I was too scared to look at how many points he was putting up. I was like, man, I don't even want to look.
All I knew is Hill scored a touchdown. Deion Lewis got a touchdown. Freaking Rob Gronkowski got off. And I'm like, oh, my God, all of his players snapped. I didn't know our guys did the same. And here's the last thing I want to say. Greg Olsen, thank you
to the
person that dropped him.
Woo, thank you. Because he fell right into our lap. We got him. And he balled out. Him and Cam balled out the other day. Yep. I love him. So we definitely riding. And he going against Tampa Bay this week? Oh, we definitely riding that coattail.
Yeah, yeah. We were going back and forth. We were like, man, we ain't have anybody else to play, so let's go for it.
Let's go for it, yeah.
And he got off. Shout out to Squad. Squad was the one that dropped him. So shout out to Squad. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the early Christmas gift, especially if he the reason why we win it. Thank you for the early Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so anyway, yeah, he was in third place. Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, bro.
I feel so much better because I really, just like I spoke to you earlier and people that's listening, I really felt like I was going to be the blame of us losing this game because, of course, if y'all listened to the show last week, I was very adamant of us benching Hunt. I was like, we need to bench him. Bench him. Let's go with Collins. Let's go with, Bell and Drake. And lo and behold, K Hunt went off for 33 points. Went off. And I really felt bad. Like, I was like, man, I would feel awful I won't feel as bad if we won, and I don't. But if we would have lost lost this matchup, man, I would have blamed it all on me because I told Ken, like, man, let's just bench him. Let's bench him. Like, I don't want to play him. We straight. And lo and behold, man, but I'm glad, Bell did what Bell does, and Drake did his thing. But, Collins kind of let us down. He let us down this week, posting only 5 points. So, which leads to my next question. Going into this final championship week, and we're going to get into other leagues in a second, but going into our championship week, do we riding the coattails of Aaron Rodgers, right? He's going against Minnesota, And, you got Alex Smith going against Miami. That's kind of sexy. It's pretty sexy. But do we, what do you think we should do? You think we should just ride it with Rodgers? Even though he had a bad week, but he still put up 24 points for us, which is still good. I don't know why I thought he was putting up less points for us, but when I saw how many points he had total, I was like, okay, that wasn't that bad.
The interceptions.
So, we know how stingy Minnesota defense is, and we know how quarterbacks fare up against Minnesota defense. Championship week. What do we do? We ride with A-Rod, or are we rolling with Alex Smith? Are we putting a championship on Alex Smith? Or are we going to ride with A-Rod?
So we'll just monitor this Aaron Rodgers situation, and we'll just plug in Alex Smith. I don't think Miami's giving up the 14 most fantasy points. So
what I'm scared about with this Aaron Rodgers now is now that Atlanta won, that bumped out Green Bay for playoffs. So I don't know if, and by Aaron Rodgers looking so shaky, I don't know if they're just going to shut him down for the season. You know what I'm saying? Just let him get that head start rest for next year. That's what I'm worried about. So, yeah, we're going to have to monitor Aaron Rodgers because I can see Green Bay doing something like that. Let's just go ahead and just shut him down. We ain't playing for nothing else or anything like that. So.
And actually, Mike McCarthy was noncommittal about him starting. This week, he said he took too many hits and that Aaron Rodgers was sore.
See? Yeah, we're going to have to monitor that. I'm going to look at that because, yeah, it might be a chance that they might shut him down for the remainder of the season these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, which would be the smart thing. That'll screw me over, but.
Yeah. This is how I feel who we should play for the running backs. I think we should play Bell. I guess at this point we got to go with Hunt. He put up 19 points the week before and he put up 32 this week. So
Miami.
And he's going against Miami.
Most fantasy points to running
backs. Right.
Yeah.
So we got to go with Hunt. Now, okay, so you know how I am with playing the matchup things. Matchup wise, I say we should play Collins. But Drake has been he's been pretty consistent. They're going against Kansas City.
Yeah, he has. And but India's giving up the fifth most fantasy running backs.
You know I like playing matchups. So it's like matchup wise, I say we go with Collins. I say we put him at the flex. If we feel any different, we can probably pop Drake in for there, but as of right now, I think we should start Collins going against a very soft Indianapolis Colts defense. And, you know, even though he came off of 5 points, but, you know, he was getting work. He just didn't capitalize off his work. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't like he was getting 3-4 carries. So,
right.
I say we go with Collins. I just want to know what you think about that of playing him.
So, I was looking at Drake and Collins and I'm not a matchups guy, but I can't deny.
Yes,
what I've seen.
The Colts. Yes.
Yeah. And I looked at the game log and looked at who they faced too. So, you know, at this point in the season, man, some of these guys just quit. So, and you could be seeing the same thing here. So right now, I like that matchup. I like it also because Damian Williams may come back for Miami this week, so that'll take some touches away from Kenyon Drake. And then that's that. The other one I looked at was Latavius Murray, but as long as McKinnon there, I'm never too comfortable playing him. But I gotta say that you were right about him too last week.
So he was a dark horse. Like we was talking about all the other backs, and we was like, damn, Murray still, you know, that's still not a bad play because I mean he's getting work and he's doing his thing. But it's hard to bench him over. You know, it's hard to play him over like Bell and Hunt and all that stuff. I mean,
between Collins and Murray. I think that's what we were looking at, and Murray had the better matchup. Collins
and Murray actually played better. He gave us more fantasy points off the bench and everything. So, you know, Collins was just underachieved this past week, but I think he can bounce back against sorry. And it's Baltimore fighting for playoffs and.
Yep. They are.
So he's going to work. I mean, so they're going to play. You know what I mean? Like they're going to try to win this game. So Collins is going to get work.
Yeah, Collins had. I mean, he had goal line carries. He just didn't get in.
He just didn't get in. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Collins got work. He just didn't take advantage of his work last week. That's all. That's the only thing. And we're staying away from Lamar Miller. You know, Texans. I don't think they're playing for anything. Really, I think they're out of playoffs. And
they are.
So you know it. Miller's not an option. What about Matthews over D. Westbrook?
D.D. Westbrook really let me down last week. San Francisco.
Only 2 targets, 2 receptions for 21 yards last week.
Yeah, I think Allen Robinson is coming back this week. But I think Marquez Lee got hurt. That's how the other guy got off, Keelan Cole.
Yeah.
I think they probably started rolling up. The defense towards D.D. Westbrook, and so I don't know.
Last week Matthews 8 targets, 6 receptions, 95 yards, and a touchdown.
Lee's out, man. Maybe this was the bad game that he was going to have, and he finally had it. So maybe this will be the week he gets off because Matthews is going against the Rams, and they've given up the 6th fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. Whereas San Francisco has given up the 14th most fantasy points to wide receivers. So it's not a bad play if we roll out Westbrook. You know where we get out. We know where we eat at. The running back position.
At the running back. Yeah, running back position. Yeah. And Juju, he's going to get that work because A. Brown is out for the remainder of the regular season. So he's going to get work. And speaking of A. Brown, as we're going to transition to a different league, I'm going to be the first to congratulate Ken. Ken got he got sweet revenge against my ass this past week. In the Dead End Sports League, Ken has definitely did the unthinkable. I ain't going to say unthinkable, but he went in as a 6 seed, and he took care of business, and he beat me. He beat me handily in the semifinal. This was the game to the championship, to make it to the championship game. This was a league where I had Antonio Brown in, and of course, in my other league, I'm going to talk about also I was going against Antonio Brown, so it was kind of bittersweet. Ken whooped me up by over 100 points. Yes, you heard it right. 100 points. His squad put up 173. My squad put up 68. Antonio Brown going out early, not coming back, that hurted me. But to be honest with you, if I had Antonio Brown, it wouldn't have made a difference. I would have still got my butt kicked, even if Antonio Brown put up 30 points. I still would have lost. Ken's whole team pretty much just had out of – his freaking kicker put up 23 points. His kicker put up 23 points. His defense put up 25. Then he had Drake and Ingram and K Hunt, E Ingram, tight end from the New York Giants, LeSean McCoy. Ken just had it. The only person that did bad for him was someone that's been his most consistent player, is a wide receiver from Minnesota, Thielen.
Yep.
He only put up 3 points, but that still didn't matter. Ken's team just had a freaking out of body experience, and even my bench didn't do nothing, so I don't even feel. I really don't feel bad about this loss because it was nothing like. It wasn't like if I did anything different, I would have won. It's just one of those ass whoopings. I just got to be like, look, I took this on the chin. Ken was the better team. He got his freak revenge. I hate it was against Ken, but you know he just had the better team. He clearly had the better team. I only had 1, 2, 3. I only had 3 guys that hit double digits this past week against Ken. He just the better team. You know what? And I wish him the best of luck in the finals. You know, he's about to play in the finals as a 6th seed. That's crazy. He's going in as a 6th seed. I love seeing 6th seeds go in. And he's going against the number 1 seed. So that's crazy. Ken is a 6th seed, and he's going against the number 1 seed for the title. So, I'm going to be looking at this matchup because I'm playing for 3rd place. So I'm still doing my lineups. I got to beat Meech. I'm playing Meech. So I'm not going to lose to Meech. I ain't going to lose to both my boys 2 weeks in a row. So, I'm playing Meech for 3rd place. I'm still doing my lineups. I'm still checking everything. And that's all I got to say about that. I got my ass whipped. So I'm just sitting there. I'm taking that on the chin. What you got to say about this squad, Ken?
One, I hate that we put up so many points because you know we're not going to score a crap this week. man,
I know. That'll be 173. That's a dream matchup to have on a championship week.
Man. Like, I needed some of those for this week. But it's funny because I talked about the San Francisco kicker, Gould, I think the week before or maybe last week, and how I kind of regretted dropping him in favor of Travis Coons. And I corrected that last week and picked him up against Tennessee, again, because of the matchup. And he got off. And of course, Baltimore had a favorable matchup against Cleveland. But yeah, man, once Kareem Hunt snapped the way he did, I was like, okay, we're off to a good start.
Good start.
can't mess it up. And you know, everybody just kind of went out and did what they did. So, I like my chances. I don't know, man. I played NBA YoungBoy before, and he got a good squad. He got a good squad. He averages 105 a week. I had 99, averaged 99 a week, but that was without Aaron Rodgers, and that was without Ezekiel Elliott. I get Elliott back this week. So, for me, going back to Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking at this position like, as the week plays out, we'll know whether or not he's going to play because Green Bay is out of the playoffs. So, they may just choose to sit him and develop Hundley because they don't have anything to play for. So that's one thing we're going to have to watch out for, and that's why I'm glad we kind of held on to Alex Smith because at least we'll have him to play possibly if that happens. And that's why when I was doing my lineup Sunday, I didn't drop Case Keenum or Jimmy Garoppolo. I kept them both because I can run Keenum out there against Green Bay because that's a plus matchup for him.
Right.
So that's the only thing I'm worried about. And, I'm running LeSean McCoy. You don't sit him. Kareem Hunt plus matchup. We already talked about that. And I'm looking at Drake and freaking Jason Garrett talking about he don't know how much work he's going to give Ezekiel Elliott. Fool, you better give him the ball 30 times. Because, right. Like, what are you talking about?
They fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, you haven't been able to run the ball since he's been gone. And all Elliott has been doing is training. He's in better shape now than he was when the season started. So, you know, man, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So, obviously, I'm playing Elliott. So, the only thing I'm looking at is Marquise Goodwin or Rashard Matthews. And Amari Cooper was dropped, so I got a waiver claim in for him. So if I get him, I may play him, but he's hurt. So he may not even play. And when he tried to play last time, he played one, I think he played a couple, like one possession, and then he got hurt, and then he never came back out again. So Marquise Goodwin is going against Jacksonville, and Rashard Matthews is going against the Rams. So those are not good matchups for them. They're not elite receivers. So if I believe in Jimmy G, then I'll probably play Marquise. But I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm here. It worked out. I just needed to hold on until I got Rodgers and Elliott back, and then we'll see what happens.
That's crazy, man. It's crazy how you, like, survived through all this. Squeaked in the playoffs and made a hell of a run. That's nuts. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. That's crazy.
This would be one of my greatest up there with one of my greatest accomplishments. Because NBA Youngboy beat the crap out of me, 124-55 in week 12. And he almost put me out of the playoffs. Remember, and for those of you listening, you'll remember this. I had to beat B to get in.
Yep.
So it wasn't easy. So so I get, as a matter of fact, let me look at this. I think I'm 0-2 against NBA Youngboy. I haven't beat him all year.
Wow.
I haven't beat him all year.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be interesting. I'm definitely going to be watching this.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to see how this plays out.
Yeah, so this will be we'll see. So I'm going to definitely be nervous.
So getting into the other leagues right quick. So my boy Kyle is just on a hot streak, dude. My homeboy Kyle. He's in the real NFL, Ken. He's a Ezekiel's hash bash.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing for the championship against a first timer. Guy I work with named Richard. He's a big football guy, but he's never played fantasy football before. So this is first year, and he's about to play in the championship his first year as a fifth seed, as a number five seed. And my boy Kyle is playing. And my boy Kyle, I'm going against him in our main league for the championship. So Kyle is feeling himself right now. I'm playing against him in the I got it in, man. I told you, Ken. Didn't I tell you? I said, if I can get through the suspended grunt week, I have a chance to make a run at this. I said that. And lo and behold, I won my wild card game. I upset the number one seed. Guy was 11-2. Mm. I beat him. I ended up benching my Atlanta's defense, so I ended up winning by five. So I kept that. I was scared. So now I'm playing Kyle. Kyle leads the league in most points and average. He averaged 105 a week. I averaged 94 a week. But going into him getting the championship, man, he got a squad, though, man, because, okay, this is his squad. This is what he's working with. He got Cam Newton, Ty Gurley, my man from New Orleans, Kamara, DeSean Hopkins, who he's kind of up and down. Keenan Allen, Hooper from the tight end from Atlanta Falcons, Chicago, Howard running back at flex, Baltimore's defense, and Adam Vinatieri. But on the bench, he got T. Hill, DeSean Jackson, Chris Hogan, Alex Smith. He got Drake from Miami, which I think he might slide him in. He got Clay from Buffalo and then Thomas from Miami. So I'm working with my three horses that got me here this far: Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell, and Gronk. But you know, my other X factor guys, I got Riddick, you know, who's kind of questionable. He's fighting injury, but I think he's still going to play because he's Lions going with him as a starter. I got Landry, who's been kind of up and down. I got Juju, who we know is going to get work because Antonio Brown is out. I got Dede Westbrook as my flex. Defense, I'm trying to pick up Carolina because they're going against Tampa, I believe. I got Atlanta I have Atlanta defense, but I'm not playing them against New Orleans. So I'm going to try to grab Carolina defense. And then I got Minnesota's kicker, who's been putting up points. But I got Tevin Coleman, who's coming off a concussion protocol. I'm debating if he comes back, should I play him over Westbrook or should I play him over Riddick? I'm not sure. My bench is kind of sorry, though. I got Dotson. I got Emmanuel Sanders, who's been sorry. I got Brate. And I got Richardson from Seattle. So I don't like my bench. But I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous. They got him favored by plus 15. I mean, by 15, man. They got him favored to win by 15. But I need Brady to. Brady's been giving me those 12, 13, 14-point weeks. I need Brady to give me like a 20, 25. Because Matthew Stafford been balling for me. So I've been kind of tempted to play Matthew Stafford because Matthew Stafford, points-wise, been putting up more points than Brady. But I like that Gronk and Brady combo that I've been having. So it's just like, ah. But, yeah, I'm in a championship, man. I made it. I made it as a fifth seed. And this was another one of them leagues, Ken, where I needed to win to, like, get in on the final week. And I won and got in. And now here I am making a run. So, and I'm in a championship as, you know, as a five seed. And people in this league, oh, Ken, they pissed. They are so pissed that I'm – they pissed because they're like, man, how the hell B get in with Riddick as your second running back and he haven't had no wideouts pretty much all year? So I'm like – I've been basing my whole draft off of Le'Veon Bell, Tom Brady, and Gronk, and it's worked. So, yeah, man, and good managing skills. I've been picking up guys. They've been giving me, you know, I might pick up someone that's a scrap off the waiver. They might give me like two good weeks, but then I'm back benching them. I'm picking up somebody else. So, like, I stayed on the waiver wire in this league. Like, every week I was on the waiver wire. So, that's all, man. And, you know, I'm in it. I hate if Kyle listens. I know he probably listened to this at some point. He probably licking his chops because he's playing a championship in two competitive leagues. He knows this is like, I think his third or fourth year playing this real NFL with us. So he knows that the real NFL is very competitive in our main league. And he's playing a championship for both of them. So he's feeling himself right now. So I hope I beat him. I hope he loses in the real NFL. And I hope I beat him in this league.
Man, I think we said this for the last couple of weeks. You just want a shot.
You just want a shot. That's it.
You just want a shot. You never know. You never know.
I'm like, you said it, I said it. If I could just get in the playoffs, when our teams was fighting, when we was like itching, we were like, man, just get us in. All we got to do is get in. Anything is possible at this point. And like, look at the runs that me and you have made with squads that was lower seeds. Like, that's crazy. My squad that was a two seed, I got my ass kicked in the semifinals. But I'm having a better turnout with my lower C squads than I am with my higher C squads. So that's crazy, man. That just shows you how crazy fantasy football is, man.
Can't win it if you ain't in it, man. That's what I always say.
Yep, and we in it, and damn it, we about to win some championships. I want to have two championships coming back after Christmas, man. I want to have two championships. If I pull off this win against Kyle in my main league, oh, my God, Ken, there's going to be so much hate. I'm getting so much hate already, man. You don't understand. Meech will tell you. You don't understand, man. I'm getting so much hate.
Speaking of Meech, tell them welcome to the real NFL league because the number one and two seeds got knocked out.
Yep. And like I said, I'm playing against Meech for third place. So, yeah, Meech like this league. He know the deal. He like it. He like, yeah, I'll be back next year. I think we got a good solid 12 for this real NFL now.
Yeah, we got AJ. I don't know what happened to AJ, so we got to boot AJ out of there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disappointed in the brother. I spoke up for him, and he didn't come through.
He didn't come. Yeah, he sure didn't, man. And Kyle, if you listening, man, you getting booted out, too. Because you check out. I would tell this to him on Dead End Sports, too. Because you check out after, like, week two, man. Like, me and Ken peeped you. We peeped how you move. You good the first couple of weeks, and after that, you check out. So we need some serious ball players in this fantasy life, man. We take this fantasy life really seriously, this fantasy football life seriously. So we need guys that's going to play. Also, too, yeah, shout out to the folks that play in the Dead End Sports League and shout out to everybody that play in the real NFL. Everybody was still out here trying to play spoilers, still doing their lineups. Even though if you was 3-10, you were still out there trying to spoil someone's hopes. So shout out to everybody that still plays even when your team is doing crappy, man, because it really – it really keeps the integrity of the league really up to par.
it makes you have to play every week, man. So
yeah,
you know, yeah, and it matters. Like even when we were like in the league that we're co-managing, like even when we play a team that's 3-10 or whatever, and I'm just throwing a record out there, we knew that person is going to play, and that we can't just take that win for granted. Like we had to come correct.
You had to come correct, and I mean I like that, man. Shout out to folks, because I know sometimes it can be hard, you know, if you. You know, starting the season off 1-6 or 1-7 and you out of it. Just like, you know, it's hard. But for the integrity of the league, still do your lineup. Still play guys that, you know, if guys are injured, bench them and play somebody else. Don't just leave. Don't have a lineup with 4 injured players and you ain't doing your lineups. Still do your lineups. You know what I'm saying? Like, still do them. That's also a shout out to everybody that still do your lineups and play and keep the integrity of the league high, because I'm that way. Even if I know I'm having a crappy year, just like in the real NFL, I went 4-9. But guess what? I tried to play spoiler. I couldn't. But, I was still out there doing my lineup, still trying to get guys off the waiver wire and everything, man. Like, still play. So, you know, I just wanted to shout out to everybody that are real fantasy football players and that still do their lineups regardless of the circumstance.
Here we are. We've talked through our situations, and you know, hopefully you guys that are still playing, you know, hopefully you guys will have success next year. So, looking out there, look, it's slim pickings. Like, there's really nobody on the wire. So hopefully you didn't lose Antonio Brown, because I think that's the guy that most people are looking to replace, this week. And you know, his injury, he's done.
Yeah, and so, I had picked up Juju like 3 weeks ago, man. So that pick is paying off for me now. So he's going to get work. I'm looking at Mike Wallace too. Mike Wallace is out there in my main league. So I might, because I'm scrambling at wide receivers in his main league, man. Like I said, I got Landry, D.D. Westbrook. I got Juju, which I know who I'm playing. But everybody else, I got Emmanuel Sanders and yeah, I just don't have nobody at that wide receiver position. So I'm looking at Mike Wallace. He's going to get targets. He's going to get a lot of looks. So, you know, I might go ahead and pick him. I might play him over Westbrook going into this week. I'm not sure. It just really depends on what Tevin Coleman, what's his status going to be coming up. So, I don't know, man. But, I'm scrambling too, man. I'm trying to pick up Carolina's defense. I don't like this Atlanta going against the Saints. I don't like that at all. So, that's going to be a high-scoring game probably.
Look at Kendall Wright too for Chicago. I've seen people talking about him, so he may be a guy to pick up. Sterling Shepard, if he's out there, may be a guy. You already got Juju, so you straight there. Yep. And that's it. Running backs is like there's nobody out there.
Nothing.
There's nobody out there. Quarterbacks, I don't know who would need a quarterback right now, unless you're streaming quarterbacks. I'm going against Nick Foles, who threw 4 touchdowns last week. I'm freaking believable. So I got to face him this week. Cutler, good luck if you want to pick him up. There's really, you know, if you didn't get Jimmy Garoppolo, like I told you, and I know he's going against Jacksonville, and this is where Jimmy G can prove that he's the real deal, then you messed up. Because he's a guy that I would feel comfortable playing. He threw for 381 yards and a touchdown in his third start this year, and he didn't have a turnover. So, but on the flip side, you can look at Blake Bortles, and I feel sorry for you guys that lost like I did in one of my leagues. Lost Leonard Fournette the night before they played, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, they're going to get smashed. But Blake Bortles, man, Blake Bortles came through 326-3. So, and I think I may have mentioned that last week. So if you can get him and you need a quarterback, look at him. Outside of that, those are the three guys, Nick Foles, Jimmy G, and Blake Bortles. Anybody else, I wouldn't even bother. But that's it. That's it. There's really nothing else out there. Like, I look at transaction trends, I don't see anything really moving outside of Keelan Cole. But we know how this game goes, man. That could be just one great game for him and then nothing. Yeah, that's just how this game goes. Oh, and Kerwin Williams is hurt. So there's a guy that I've never heard of named Elijah Penny, who may be the only running back left. Now, New York has given up the eighth most fantasy points to running backs, but keep in mind who the quarterback is. So, but if you need a running back, he's going to get the work there. So I would keep an eye out on that situation throughout the weekend and see if Kerwin Williams is going to play or not. And if he doesn't play, then yeah, you probably want to pick him up. But like I said, Drew Stanton, this is going to be the quarterback for that team. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, it was Drew Stanton or Blaine Gabbert, so it's not going to get any worse. So, right. You just hope you just got to cross your fingers and hope something happened in your favor. And that's it. We're in the finals. This has been a hell of a year. I'm smiling because it's been an up and down year, a frustrating year, but here we are against all odds. We're playing for it all, and I think at the end of the day, this is what you wish for, and this is what you want for a shot to win it. And you guys have followed this journey since day one, some of you. And if you haven't, then go back and listen, and you can hear how this whole thing played out from us being on the highs of highs, like, man, we're not going to lose a game.
You're right. Right. Talking about the highs of highs, boy. Woo.
Bad to like, man, we just need, if we win this week, we need a lot to go in our favor. And it did.
And that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so crazy how that happened.
So that's it. Be playing in the final in his main league. I'm playing in the finals in the Dead End Sports. And the co-managed team that we're playing, the co-managed team that we have, we're in the finals after coming up short last year. And I think at the beginning of the year, we were like, man, we gotta show people that we're not a joke. So,
man, we gotta win. We gotta win this. We gotta win this game. We gotta win this league. Oh my God, man. We gotta win this.
Yeah. I'm gonna be nervous, but hopefully we'll get a good Christmas present.
I know, right? Golly. We gotta win this league so bad.
That's gonna do it for us. Come back next week. It may not be a long show because that football will be over with. So, you know, we'll just talk through, I guess, the finals. And hopefully we'll have some good news. At least one of us have some good news, damn it.
Yeah, I know. I know,
to
right?
To talk about. And that'll be it. We'll put a bow on this one. But just come back next week and hopefully we're celebrating. But if not, We'll take what we got. But again, hopefully one of us is celebrating next week and happy and is crowned a champion. So it's why we play the game.
Right. It's why we play the game.
Oh man. So anyway, that's gonna do it for us this week. And we'll catch y'all next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.